So, what books will you be reading this summer? Contemporary novels, paperback mysteries? How about Leo Tolstoy's Anna Karenina? Although it's long, 900 pages, and written by a prestigious author, Jack Murnaghan considers it a great beach read. In fact, he says it's one of the best page-turners in classic literature. Murnaghan is the author of a new book called Beowulf on the Beach: What to Love and What to Skip in Literature's 50 Greatest Hits, and he joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Come on, Anna Karenina, a beach read, really?
It's
Why?
true. It's true because it'll
Why?
keep your attention the whole time. And there's nothing in it that's too complicated that requires too much attention. So if your mind wanders out over the surf, you won't lose the whole enchilada like you might with Proust.
What is it? A remembrance of things past?
Yes, that's a slightly more challenging beach read.
But what makes Anna Karenina, I mean, you say it's fast. It's for those who haven't read it yet, give us a
Sure,
little
of course.
synopsis.
Well, the plot is very lively, in that Anna has an affair on her husband, who's interestingly overly good. And what differentiates it from some other novels is she's not cheating on him because he's a bad man per se. It's just that he's such a good and plain and boring man that she ultimately feels like she needs to have more life. And we follow her difficult misadventures from that point on. And Tolstoy is a master of having various levels of emotional and intellectual depth without requiring too much from the reader.
So, Anna Karenina is a good beach read, and you say Moby Dick is funny. Funny?
Moby Dick is maybe the funniest book ever written. And I promise you, if you go read the first page, you'll see it, you'll feel it, and every page thereafter. It's almost a great conspiracy that teachers don't tell students that. Now, granted, a 15-year-old might not be able to see the humor. It's going to be tough, but a 30-year-old won't have any trouble at all.
Now, every summer when I was in school, Charles Dickens was on the summer reading list, and you did some unofficial polling and found out that Dickens is probably the most hated author in the English language, but you don't agree with that. Why?
No, I think it's really a tragedy and sort of a condemnation of the way we teach books a lot of the time. Dickens is considered sometimes to be an author appropriate for children, and we forget that his language is 150 years out of date now and just simply not accessible to people who don't have a little bit of experience reading, bigger, harder books. And what's sad is then they miss out on the fact that he's one of the authors most full of humor, most full of life and wisdom and joie de vivre, and just a really, really tremendous person to be able to read.
Why are we intimidated by these big books? I mean, it almost becomes a running joke. Oh, what are you going to do on your vacation? Read War and Peace.
Well, I think these days I do a lot of editing online, and my editors say, we have to keep the thing under 500 words, not under 500,000 words. So obviously the contemporary attention span is changing. It's not what it was in the 19th century. And so when you look at a book that, I joke about War and Peace, that it looks like half a loaf of pumpernickel when it's sitting on the table, that doesn't exactly invite a sense of fun. Once you start reading it, its pleasures really make themselves apparent to you, but you have to get over the hump.
Well, you think the pain of having been taught books like this in school sort of dilutes whatever pleasure we might think we'll get from these books?
Absolutely, because we've been exposed to them too young, and so we have an image in our mind of these, just a massive amount of homework and things that we really should be doing but that we haven't done, like, eating our oatmeal. But that's and I and for that reason, I think that actually they shouldn't be taught so early, or if they're going to be taught, they should be taught in very small doses and very carefully, and really bringing out all the humor and real life meanings in the work so that they're not ruined for people at an early age.
There was a poll conducted in England recently that found some 65% of the people they surveyed admitted that they had lied about the classics they've read.
I love that.
Do you? Why do you think that is?
Well, obviously there's a lot of cultural prestige, and there's even a certain amount of lingering cultural pressure to have read some of these things. I honestly don't endorse that. I don't feel like it's necessary to have read a certain number of books in your life or certain books in particular. I think it's simply necessary to read the books that you read well and to get out of them what's in them. I always say that I would much prefer someone to read one book twice than read two separate books. You're going to get more out of it. You're going to feel it more. It's going to teach you more. And so I don't feel like people should have a life list. I just think that it's important not to forget what treasures are actually in these things and not to be intimidated to go back and discover them.
Jack Murnaghan is the author of Beowulf on the Beach, What to Love and What to Skip in Literature's 50 Greatest Hits. He joined us from our New York bureau. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leah.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.